Chazanish has a whole essay, Kuntres Yutchev Shoes, where he discusses the issue of the international dateline. So he's in disagreement with Rabbi Chaim Michal Tikhachinsky, who is a big mathematician. He was a member of the British Royal Academy of Mathematics, I think, Tikhachinsky. And he was very brilliant. And the Chazanish wasn't so sharp. They say the Chazanish figured everything out with Yigia Bamola Shoter. I remember once the Kerala was learning Bava Kama. We used to learn the old Beis Medrash. And Rabbi Soloveitchik walked into the Beis Medrash. He rarely walked in. So he walked into the Beis Medrash. So we're learning the end of Bava Kama. So he says, he remembers he learned with his father the end of Bava Kama. And he said, that's the best part. Hagoizel. That's the best part. In Yiddish, they call it the Smetana. Smetana is the sour cream. That's the best part of the Masichta. And he said, we should use the Yamsha Shlema, he remembers. They used the Yamsha Shlema. And he said, he thinks the Chazanish as a sefer on Bava Kama. He wasn't familiar at all. Thinks the Chazanish as a sefer. They say the Chazanish wasn't so sharp. But he figured everything out because he worked so hard. So he said, he didn't think that we were so sharp either. So he said, you should use the Chazanish. He'll show you how a person with a weak head can succeed in learning. So the Chazanish writes in the introduction to his Kuntres Yutchev Shoes about the international dateline. He doesn't want to attack the Kaczynski by name, so he just says that the right people, sharp people, have a tendency when they read an essay on a sensitive topic, on a complicated topic. So they read the first 10 lines. It's a very long balamor in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof on the base, where the Gemara talks about, where the balamor and six other Rishonim interpret that the Gemara is talking about the issue of the international dateline. So he says, these sharp people, they read the first 10 lines in the balamor and they thought that they got it. And they never read slowly the rest of the balamor. So the Chazanish writes, I don't have such a sharp head. I had to read every line slowly and carefully, and the balamor doesn't say what they thought that it says. So the same thing over here. Yesterday, I didn't read the end of the Tesis. I thought, incorrectly, I thought that just like Tesis quoted the Pirish Sheni, the Tesis Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, Dibra Maschol Omar Rove, so Tesis starts off, Loshin Sheni Shad Pirish Bekuntris, Lipi Hamor V'chein Dira Liri. And Tesis later quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel had a different gears in the Gemara. So I thought that just like according to the Pirush HaSheni, you start off with Omar Rava, the last three lines on Omar Aleph, Omar Rava. Then the Gemara, third line from the top on Omar Bey says, Mesvei, Akasha from Ebrei. So they try to answer it, they're not happy. Then around 10 lines from the top, they say, El Omar Rava, that's the Lishna Basra of Rava. They back out from the first version. Then the Gemara has a Kasha on that too. And then the way it says in Agamara, about 8 lines before Masnisen, so it says the line begins, Leonam Kirama Meikara. The Gemara backs out from the Lishna Basra and they go back to the original Pshat. So I thought that's the Girs in the Gemara. So I thought the same is true according to the first Loshan Rashi, that's the Girs of Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's what the Lecha Mishnah, there's a long Lecha Mishnah, Perek Yud Gimel. And Hilchas Niske Mama, so the Lech Mishnah talks about the Machlekes, the two Pshatim Rashi, the Girsas Rabbeinu Chananel and the Girsas Rashi, different from each other. So the Lech Mishnah works on that assumption also. He didn't read it carefully. So in the back of the Gemara, back of my Gemara, they have printed the Nachlas David. So the Nachlas David says that the Lech Mishnah is not right. He says, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we have it here printed on the side, on Lamed Aleph on the base. And according to this, the second half of this gigantic Taisus, Ben Hanan didn't have that third line in the Gemara. Le'odim kiryama meikor, you're backing out from the Lishna Basra, you're going back to the first Pshat. You remain with the corrected version. So, according to Taisus, there was for a fleeting moment, there was a Havamina, the middle Pshat in Rava. The first, the Lishna Kama of Rava is on Amud Aleph, and it meant, when the first one trips, his broken dishes become a bore. And when the second one trips, his broken dishes do not become a bore. Then the Gemara, Elo Marove, Gemara says, Meisvei, then Gemara says, Elo Marove. What Rava really meant to say was a different shot, that the goof of the first one is Odom HaMazik, and the goof of the second one is bore. So Taisa says, that doesn't make any sense. So Taisa says, all right, it's only for a fleeting moment, because Gemara is going to reject it anyway. So according to Taisus, Ella, the Gemara said, Le'olam k'olam meikar. You go back to what you said before. So it's l'kayim l'maskana. We don't distinguish between the first one and the second one, that the goof of the first one is an Adam, the goof of the second one is a bor. They back out from that. So I mistakenly thought that according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's the same thing. You get to the third version, go back, third version, going back to the first version. And the first version was that the first goof, the Adam Arishan is Chai Medin Adam, and the Adam Asheni, the goof is Chai Medin Bor. So that's not correct. That's what the Nachlas David says. The Rabbeinu Hananel didn't have a third version. He remained with the second version. So Bein Legirsas Rabbeinu Hananel and Bein Legirsas HaTosfos, we don't distinguish that the goof of the first one is Adam and the goof of the second one is Midin Bor. So what is it? So Tosfos says Tosfos says it's Midin Adam. Has to be Medina Adam, and they proved it from the Mishnah of Amad Balakarah, the top line on Amad Beis Amanal. Amad Balakarah, Chayev and the Chavis is Kalim, and the Adam is standing still. So if you're going to say an Adam standing still is Medin Bor, it's not Medin Adam, so Bor is not Chayev and Kalim. So it's a rife in the Mishnah. Tosfos says, how could there have even been a Havamina? How can you even have as a fleeting Havamina to say that the Adam who's standing still is only Chai Medin Bor? So enough in the Mishnah that it's Medin Adam, because if it's Medin Bor, shouldn't be Chai Makel. Yeah. So I saw the Balamor starts off also like the Rabbeinu Hananel, that the original Pshat, Omar Rav and Omid Aleph, the last three lines, Omid Aleph, we're saying a difference between the goof of the Rishon and the goof of the Sheni. The goof of the Rishon is Adam, the goof of the Sheni is Bor. And then the Gemara backs out, and they're both the same. So which are they both the same? And he doesn't have the Girsa like we have. Leom Kadama Meikora. He has, like the Nachlas David pointed out, that there is no third. The Gemara doesn't back out a third time. So whereas Tosfos says that both the Rishon and the Sheni Chai Midin Adam, not Midin Bor, the Balamor says the both Chai Midin Bor. He says it's only going to be an Adam if he's Hoylech HaMazik, if he made a Hezek to the other person. But he just lays there on the ground and someone trips on him, that's a Takola, that's a Michshom. So that's Ein Hoylech HaMazik, that's Chai Midin Bor. So that's a Pele. Tosfos asked, how could you even have a Havamena like that? It's against the top line on Lamed Beis and Aleph. That's what the Ramban time is against the Balamor. How can the Balamor come to the Maskana that both the Rishon and the Sheni, everybody who just Hoyel Alamed Velo Amad, but he's just laying there and he's not doing any Maisa Hezek B'Am, he's only a Michshol, only a Takola. So the Balamor holds, whenever it's only a Takola, it's Midin Bor. So he says, how can you say that? It's against the mission. Yeah. Against the Mishnah. So we suggested yesterday at Teretz if they're both walking in the street, the question is it correct or not? They're both walking in the street at a decent pace. Whoever's walking first, walking second, whatever, but they figured out what pace they should go, that they shouldn't bump into each other. And then the Balakor stands still, and he knows that everything else is going to, the rest of the traffic is going to keep on moving, because the guy behind him, the Balakor, may not realize that he stood still, because he's not so close to him. So that's Midin Isha Mishum Chitzov. That's what we suggested. Isha Mishum Chitzov. Masha'inikin, if a person is laying down on the ground, and then afterwards someone walks into him and they fall down, that's like Sof Chama Lova, Sof Tzina Lova. The only time you say Ishim Shem Chitzov is when the Koyach Acher is already present at the time that I do my Maisa. That's what the Nesivis said. We must have said over the Nesivis, no. About the Ktzoy Sachosh and Estakasha and Hilchus Kinyonim, that you can be Koyin a Behema Behagbor. So the Gemara says, not only if I pick up the behemoth like this, Behagbo, let's say I wave, the Gemara said, how can you make a hagbah on an elephant? Elamayata, how you coin an elephant? So the Gemara says, so Taisus interprets the Gemara that Taisus never saw an elephant, so they thought elephants can jump. So Taisus, if you wave something, I tell the elephant, it jumps up. So that's a Kenyan Hakboa. How is that a Kenyan Hakboa? But he didn't pick it up. It's a Kochach Meyuraboy. Fine. Kochach Meyuraboy. And even though that's clearly not the Pshat in the Gemara, because elephants can't jump, but the din is true. The din, if you would have a different animal that would jump up, a dog, a puppy, so that would be constituted a Kenyan Hakboa. So the Tzaisachoshim was bothered with Akasha, that the Gemara says in the second paragraph about with Basu, you're not allowed to take away someone else's Parnasa. So let's say a person set nets in the river in order to catch fish, and then he goes on the side of the river and he's learning his daf yomi. He's not doing anything with respect to the fish. So the Gemara says, "Marchikim tzuras hadag men hadagim lo ritzas hadag." You're not allowed to go fishing where the previous fisherman already put a net. He put bait and he put a net and he set up a whole system. He wants to trap the fish. So it says that you're not allowed to be mapsik his parnos. But it's not really Gezel Min HaTorah. So the Ktzor says, why is it not Gezel Min HaTorah? If I put the bait, and some of the fish will swim up in order to eat the bait. That's Hagbah. Some of the fish will swim sideways, and that'll be Meshicha. The Gemara says, Kori Lo Bibo. If I whistle to an animal, and the animal comes towards me, and the owner, the Marakama, the owner, said he wants to sell it to me, give it to me. So when I whistle and the animal comes towards me, that's called my Meshicha. It's my Meshicha with the Koach Acham Yoraboy. And it's my hagboa when the fish swim up. So why does the Gemara say, Machikim Tzuras Hadag? Men Hadag, it's Kapaskas Lechiyusoi. It's not right. He invested time and money and effort and energy, and you're stealing the fish that he was aimed to get. It should be Gezel Gomer Men Hator. That's the Ktsoisa's Kasha. So the Nesivas answers exactly this answer. Rab Chaim has the same thing in Hilchus Shechinim. When do you say the Kachacham Yoraboy? Relates back to me, and it's considered my maisa, it's my hagba, my meshicha. That's if I wave the branches on top of the animal jumps up simultaneously with me waving the branches. Or I whistle to the animal, and the animal right away comes towards me. So the animal's coming towards me is a hemshech. But if I put the bait with the nets in the water, then I go to the side of the river and I learn my daf yomi, and then the fish come later. The fish are not coming immediately. The fish are not coming while I'm putting the bait, and the fish are not coming immediately after I leave the bait there. There's a pause in between. So that's called soif chamalava, soif tzinalava. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if I tie the person up in the sun in this arid desert, and the sun is already beating on him and it already began to have an effect on him, and then he dies because I tied him up and he can't get out of the sun, he burns to death. So that's Korachach Meyurba. I'm harnessing the natural force of the sun because the sun is already shining on me. We know the sun, we know the earth is rotating, we know the sun is going to come later. That's Seif Chamalova, Seif Tzinalova. So that's not called Korachach Meyurba. That's called Kololochitzov. I did my Maise, and then the Korachach comes later. But if the Korachach is already functioning now, so then it all relates back to me. So I thought that's what a balamor will say. The person lays down in the street and then someone else trips over them. So he holds the maskana. The Rishon and the Sheni are the same. Like all the Rishonim say, the maskana. We don't distinguish between the Rishon and the Sheni. We don't say the Rishon is Adam and the Sheni is Bor. But whereas Taisus and the Ramban hold that both the Rishon and the Sheni are Adam, so the balamor holds no, they're both Bor. Why are they Bor? One should say it's Adam, it's a Korachachim Yoraboy. So maybe the answer is, he lays down in the street, or he fell in the street, whatever it is, hoyol amad v'loy amad, and then the other person comes, walks later. It's like soif chamalova. It's not that the traffic was moving, and then he lays down in the street, so the koch achmur picks up where he left off. Maybe that's how the Balamor distinguishes, but the Ramban holds not so, and he explains why. The Ramban also seems to hold like this, Melchamas, the Ramban also seems so like this, like the Nesivas is Chilik, and like Rab Chaim writes also, whenever the Korachach Meyurba begins to function right away, then then it relates to me. Whenever the Korachach only kicks in later, then it doesn't relate to me. But the Ramban writes, I had a different page in the Gemara, the Ramban the Muhammad writes, if you have a person is a poshe, he's laying down in the street, he should have stood up, and he's still posheya. He's still laying in the street. So he's still Poshea now, but he continued, and then the people walk to him, so the Koach Achim Yoraboy picks up, it's functioning, Koach Achim is functioning simultaneously with him. It's not even after. Balamor thought that here the Koach Achim Yoraboy only kicks in later. He lay down in the street, and the people start walking later. So since they're not walking right away, so the Odom is only a boar. And the Ramban tainis, no, the fellow was Poshea, and he's still Poshea. He's still laying down in the street. And as he's in the state of being Poshea, the people walk down the street. So that simultaneous with his Pshia comes the Koach Achim Yoraboy, so that it relates to him. So they're both Odom. He says that the Rif Paskins, according to the Balamor, Rava holds like Reb Meir. According to Rashi, there never was a Machlekes. According to Rava, there never was a Machlekes. Amir Rabban, everybody agrees that Nisko Poshe. And the Ramban is coming to defend the Rif. He said it has nothing to do with Reb Meir and the Rabbanon, because he's laying down in the street now. Hoyal Alamed Balam. He's laying down in the street, and that itself is the Pshia. So the fact that he's still laying down.
So what was the original Shia? When did the Koach Achim Yoraboy start? There was never original Maisa of Shia when he fell down.
Okay.
It started when he didn't get up. So that should be removed from. That should be like what Nesivos was saying is so chamalevo that it's only Shia when the guy comes.
See, the Nesivos talking case, the guy puts the bait in the net and the river, then he walks away. Then the fish start to come later. But over here, because after he walks away, he's not involved anymore in the river. He's earning his daf yomi, he's davening, whatever. But over here, the guy's still laying on the street now when the Koach Achim comes. So he's now in a state of Pshia, so the Koach Achim relates to him because he's still B'sheid V'altasa, but he's still laying on the street. So the Koach Achim relates to him. So that's why it's Odom. The Balamor added something that we're very happy to see. The Gemara said that this case should depend on the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. If you have Avna Sekina Masar Daloy Avkirinu, so according to Shmuel, Kol Takola Borhu, even Loy Avkirinu is Chai Medin Bor, and it's Potter Akel. But according to Rab, Avna Sekina Masar Daloy Avkirinu is Chai Medin Shor. So the way it sounds in our Gemara, the way Rashi and Tosfos sound, it sounds as if the Odom is not Mafkir himself. As if a person owns himself. So since a person is not Mafkir his own body, so if you're all like Rav, a Bor Dolei Afkirinu is not Chai Medin Bor. So we didn't understand why not. It's Chai Medin Bor and it's also Chai Medin Shor. Medin Bor would have been Potter Akel, but because Rav is of the opinion, having the Sekin Masad, the Lav Kirin, and not only is it Chai Medin Bor, it's also Chai Medin Shor, so Medin Shor, you'll be Chai Man Kelim. But that was the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. It sounds not so. It sounds Ela, the Rav, that who holds Eloi Afkirei, then it's not Chai Medin Bor. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. A person is not Mavke his body, so how can you say that is Chai Medin Bor? It's a funny kasha. Who says a person owns his body in the first place? So the Balamor gave a different interpretation in the Gemara. He says the issue, the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, has to do with this fundamental issue that we're discussing here. If an Adam lays down in the street and people trip on him and they get injured, so do you say that that's Bor? Because the definition of Bor is a takola. So the Odom is laying on the street passively. He's not mazik bekumbi asay. He's not mahalach. He's not rots. He's not. He didn't hit the other person. Just lays in the street. Somebody stumbles on him and gets injured. So according to Shmuel, kol takola borhu. Anything that's a takola can only be chayim medin shor. Can't be chayim medin bor. Can't be chayim medin Odom. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How can you maintain a shita that the Odom who's laying on the street is Chai Medin Odom? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara suggested maybe one is Midin Bor and one is Midin Adam. The Rishon is Midin Adam and the Shein is Midin Bor. So the Gemara says, or the Gemara says that what? That they're both Midin. The Gemara thought at one point that both Midin Bor. They're both Midin Bor. The Baal HaMaor holds that that's how you pass on the Maskana. They're both Chayv Midin Bor. So the Gemara says, is that true? They're both Chayv Midin Bor. Anicha l'Shmuel d'yama kol takola borhu. Shmuel holds that that's a definition of Bor. The thing is Eina Ha'olach HaMazik. So then the Odom laying in the street is also going to be Bor. But Rav holds that that's not the definition of Bor. That if you have Avdan Sekeinim Asor that just sit there and someone trips on it, is Chayv Midin Shor. So that's not the definition of Bor. It's not that whenever the Dover HaMazik is only Mazik by functioning as a Takol and a Michshol, you always label it as Bor. So just like Rav holds that sometimes going to be Midin Shor, so here it should be Midin Adam. But it's not a Vort that Rav holds that if the Bor belongs to me, it can't be Chai Midin Bor. No, Baal HaMaor says, Rav has a different definition of what the Av Nizikin of Bor is. Shmuel says the definition is a michshol, a takola. So whenever Adam lays in the street, the hesek is going to be because someone walked into it. So that's chay midin bor. And according to Rav, it's not so. That's not the definition of bor. So just like bor adolay avkirin and kimichay midin shor, even though it's not halach mazik, so Adam laying in the street kibichay midin Adam. So what did we say before? That it's only midin bor. It could be midin Adam also. But it's not the way Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn. Is if, according to Rav, the person is not mafkir himself, so therefore he came b'chayim midin bor. The person is not talking about a person being mafkir himself. Complicated gemara. Okay. So the maskanas are machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban, who hold that the Adam laying on the street, no difference between the Rishon and the Sheni. That was only a fleeting havamina according to Tosfos, and it was rejected. And according to the Ramban, that was the first Lishna Kama, and that was rejected. And there is no third Lashon going back to the first Lashon. So you remain with the second Lashon that was rejected. So both Tosfos and the Ramban, the distinction between the Rishon and the Sheni, the Rishon is an Adam, the Sheni is a Bor, is rejected. Tosfos said it never made sense in the first place. But what is the Maskana? So Tosfos and the Ramban hold that they're both Chai Midin Adam, and the Baal HaMaor holds are both Chai Midin Bor. Because we pascan like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds that is the definition of bor. Kol takala baru. Whenever it's not holach hamazik, it can't be shor. And if it's not holach hamazik, it can't be adam either. Bor, the definition of bor is a takala. That's a Rav Soloveitchik. We mentioned Rav Soloveitchik. He said, why do you have a din chamor v'lo kelim? The only a bor by definition is a takala, and it's only a takala klapi people or animals who have auto motion, who can walk into their thing, but Kalim can't walk on their own. So Bor is never going to be Chayim on Kalim because Legabi Kalim is not called a Michshol, because Kalim don't walk on their own. I Behema can walk with the Kalim on top of it, but the Kalim, for Kalim alone, is not called a Michshol. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. There's a Pesach in Ursa Meach in one place where he writes, what if you have a Ben Pekua? So Ben Pekua means a shech, the pregnant cow, and then the vlad comes out after the shechita of the mother. So the Ben Pekua, the vlad is nita b'shechita simo, so it doesn't need any shechita. He can rip off a leg and eat it like this. So the Yosemech writes in one place that a Ben Pekua bor will be potter on a Ben Pekua because it's like kelim, because the definition, what's the definition of chamor versus kelim? Chamor is a live animal, and a goy who eats it will be over an eiv menachai. And for a Jew, if it's a kosher animal, you have to do shchita. But if it's a ben pekua, it's not toon shchita, so it's dina kikelim. So the way Rav Soloveitchik defined it, that's not the definition. Kelim means it doesn't have auto motion. Let's say if you have a child's toy and you wind it up a train or something like that, you wind it up and it's walking around. So then maybe the boar. Maybe that'll be like a chamor, like a shor, nafal sham shor chamor. If you have something that does have auto motion, then maybe that's dina ki shor, shor v'chamor. Okay. Then the last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Omamar, it said in the Braisa on Omar Aleph, sometimes the Gemara says Omamar, sometimes the Gemara says Gufa, when they quote something from before and they want to elaborate on it. So that's the question, when do you introduce it by saying Omamar, when do you introduce it by saying Gufa? So Rashi writes in one place, Omamar is more respectful. Omamar means if you're referring back to a Mishnah or a Braisa, he said with respect Omamar. If it's a member of an Amar, then you say Gufa. Hi, there are Gemaras all over the place. It's not so. It says Omamar and it's a member. So Rashi had a couple of exceptions to the rule. So the Yad Malachi, he holds just the reverse. He holds the rule is whenever it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, then you say Gufa. Whenever it's a member of an Amar, then you say Omamar, and there are a bunch of exceptions to the rule. So it's a machlekes, which is the rule and which is the exception. It's not too much of an afkamina. It doesn't make much of an afkamina at all. So what did the Braises say again? Imachmas Arishan Naflu, Arishan Chai Ben Iske Kulam. What's the case? What do you mean? The first guy's laying there, the second guy trips on the first guy, then the third guy trips on the second guy. What do you mean? They all trip Machmas Arishan. So the Rishan is the Mazik on the Shlishi, on the Revi, on the Chamishi. Why? But everybody tripped on the one immediately performed, like you have a car crash. So the second car crashes into the first, third car crashes into the second, fourth car crashes into the third. Each one crashes into the one before. So what do you mean, Machmas Arishan? So the Gemara says it's such a situation that Pascal Uruche, he was Mapsik the street, Kishildo. Or the other one says, Kuchutr the Samyus. Okay, so Tosis has, what exactly is the Machlekes over here? What exactly is the machlekes? It means that it's really the fault of the first one that everybody fell. Okay, there was no place to go. The next Mishnah we went through yesterday, but the Loshon HaMishnah is very strange. It says, Zebo Chavit Zebo Karosai, Nishbo Kavit Zebo Karosai, Zeb Potter, why? So we said the reason why Potter, because Pshias HaNizik, because they're both walking. The Balachavit should be careful. He knows how, he sees someone's walking with a Kaira. So be careful where you're walking. They're both Pashaya. So since there's an element of Pshias HaNizik, so the Mazik doesn't have to pay. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah gives a reason. So that's what the Gemara is going to pick up on. The Gemara has the Shaila. Boy, Minei, Rabba Barnosa, and Mei Rav Humna. Yes, the Shaila. A couple is married, and they're always together. And then on one occasion, a Mazik has Ishta B'tash Mishamita. He hurt his wife. So he doesn't have to pay Boshas. Boshes, you only pay if it's Niskaven Lahasek on Niskaven Lachvo. You only pay Tsari Poishevis if there was some element of Shia. Nezik you pay even if there's no element of Shia. Those were the three dinim he had at the end of the second Perek, the Gimel Dinim. So what's the Shaila over here? Hamazik has Ishta B'tash Meshamito Mahu. What's the din? What's the din of someone else's Mazik the wife? Someone else says Choyvo Be'eshes Ish. So you have to pay Nezik Tzaripa Shevis Boshes, you have to pay to the woman, but the Baal is entitled to Achilos Peres Nichse Melug. It's a Takana de Rabbanan. Baal is Echel Peres Nichse Melug. What's considered Nichse Melug? So let's say she yarshins property from her father. She has no brothers, and the father dies, the man's father-in-law dies. So the wife gets a Yerusha, so the Baal is Echel Peres Nichse Melug. Okay. So here also, when someone else is chayvel beisha, so you put the money in a bank, you invest it, and the baal is echad peres nechsem beluk. Any money that she acquires ownership of in the course of the marriage is converted into nechsem beluk, and the baal is echad peres. So the Rambam writes over here, what if the baal is chayvel beishtoy? A baal shel chayvel beishtoy, not bishas tashmish. Stop. A baal shel chayvel beishtoy. So he quotes from the goinim, horu hagoinim, the Baal ain't going to get no Peres Nechsem Elug over here. He was the one who's responsible for her injury. So the Goyim came up with the Svara, the Baal should not be entitled to Peres Nechsem Elug. The Takanas Chachamim shouldn't apply in such a case. Okay, but the Shaila, does he have to pay? What's the Shaila? He's Mazik Shalom B'Kavana. He loves his wife, he's Mazik Shalom B'Kavana, but he's a little careless. So that's the Shaila Mau. Should I say, Kevin the Mishuz Kavit Pater? She agreed. He didn't attack her. He didn't rape her. She agreed to be with him. So since it's Bishus, Hamazik Bishus is Pater, Oidilma, Yiboy Leliuni. He should have been more careful. They're married for somebody. It has never happened. So you should have been careful now also not to cause any hazard. So Omale, so Rav Huna answers back to Rabbi Bar Nosson, Tinisua. We have a raif and a mishnah, shall the zevishus lahalach, the zevishus lahalach. Whenever it's bishus, so Adam Hamazik, shalob the kavana is potter. If the guys, let's say someone walks into my house, trespassing, he walks into my house, and I beat him up like this. The mezid of the miskan, I beat him up. So the Ramam says, Yechayiv. Tosis quotes the Gemara later, Memche, the bottom line in Tosis. Tosis quotes the Gemara, Memche Samed Beis. That's the top line there. On Memche Samed Beis, it's continuing from Amad Aleph, but it says over there, on Amad Aleph, bottom of Amad Aleph, you have Rabba says it din, and Rapapa says it din. They're both agreeing with each other. So the, we have the Girsa and the Gemara, others have a little Girsa, we have the Azalit Amayu. On the last line, Amem Chesam and Al Barova and Rapapa go to Shitosam. Why the Omar Rava Vitaim or Rapapa? We're not sure who said it, either Rava or Rapapa, but they both seem to agree over here. So what do they both say? Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shaloi Bishus. Two people are trespassing in a third person's backyard. Neither has permission to be there. Or Shneim Bishus, two people have the right to be there. And one was Chayvel and the other. One was Mazik or Chayvel the other. So what's the din? So we distinguish between Hiziku Zezeh Chayavim and Husku Zeb Zeb Turim. What's the definition of Hiziku and what's the definition of Husku? So you look on the side of the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, the letter Aleph. So you see that there's an issue over here. Because he tells you where the Ramam is and he says, Ein Bahasogas V'ayim Amaga Mishnah. So obviously there's a Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid. So there's a long Lecha Mishnah. There's a long Lecha Mishnah there. So the Lecha Mishnah points out that the Rambam understood Pshat in the words Hizika means Bikavona and Huska means Shaloi Bikavona. That if someone's Hiziku Bikavona, so Yechayev. Even if the other fellow has no right to be in, the other fellow's trespassing, and I go and I punch him in the face and I break his teeth. I give him a black eye. So you have no right. You have a right to ask him to leave. You have a right to push him up. You have no right to pick a fight with him, to beat him up. That you have no right to do. Maybe if he's in the way, then sometimes they say, Obedin is dealing with Abshay. So sometimes Nas is Yodik and Shlech Bez, and you have a right to beat him up, even with Mazin and Miskar. But in a normal case, you just ask him, please leave. And you didn't do that. So Hiziku b'meizid b'miskav and kavon alahazik chayovim. Who's coming? Shaloi b'kavonah. Shalob b'kavana, why I odamud li'olam b'mishoigig b'mimezid, even if there's no pshia yechayv nezik. In order to be chayv tzavri p'sheves, you have to have at least an element of pshia. In order to be chayv nezik, you don't even need any pshia. So whenever it's shneim b'shus, or shneim shalob b'shus, and you're mazik b'shoigig, so odam mazik b'shoigig, we hold him responsible, he has to pay. But if it's Shneim Bishus, or Shneim Shalai Bishus, then we say he's not going to be chayef to pay. He's only chayef to pay Bishoigig, he should have been more careful. But if they're both there, Shalai Bishus, the Nizik is there, Shalai Bishus, or the Mazik is there, Bishus, so you're not so makbid about that. Not so makbid to say that even Bishoigig is going to be chayef. It'll be Huska, Zebzah, it'll be Bishoigig, then it'll be Pot. So that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. That's how the Magen Mishnah says. That's a long Lecha Mishnah. Goes on and on and on. Also says the same thing. The Rambam learned that Hiziku means b'mezid, b'miskavim, b'kavona, and Huska means shalai b'kavona. The Ravid does not understand like that. The Ravid learns like Rashi that Hiziku means b'kum v'yaseh, and Huska means that each one was minding his own business. And they bumped into each other and they harmed each other. It's not because it's b'shegig versus b'kavana. They're both shaloi b'kavana. I think according to the rabbi, they're both shaloi b'kavana. And nonetheless, it depends whether there was a kumbe asei. It turns out there was a kumbe asei, amaisa hezek on the other one. So then yechayiv, even though it's shaloi b'kavana, and even though it's shalai b'kavana, you still be chayiv. But if it's husku, not only was it shalai b'kavana, but it was there wasn't any. I didn't punch him in the face. Shalai b'kavan. It was just we bumped into each other, and one happened to be nizok. It's less than shalai b'kavan. It's like agav. So then you're going to be potter. That's the shaila on the first daf in the Masechta. It says, "This machleg is Rabbi Shmuel, whether mabuzeh hodam or mabuzeh hashen." So the Gemara says, "Atzad shavu shabem shmirasan alecha." So the Gemara says, "Adam, what does it mean? Adam shmiras gufa alav." So that's the shaila on that Gemara. Adam hamasik is chay because of the ma'aseh hesik, or Adam hamasik is chay because shmirasan alecha. Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav. So apparently this Gemara is distinguishing that if it's Hiziku, then it's the Maisa Hezik is Machayim. So it doesn't mitigate, it doesn't pata him if Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shalob Bishus. But Husku, either Husku according to the Rama means Shaloi B'Kavana, Huska means Shaloi B'Kavana plus that it was Agav, he really didn't even do a Maisa Hezek on him. So then the Mechayiv is the Pshia B'Shmiras Atzmai. So if Shneim B'Shus, there's no Pshia, I'm not Mechayiv to watch. If Shneim Shalob B'Shus, the other guy's there Shalob B'Shus, so I'm there B'Shus. So then you don't say I'm Pshia B'Shmiras Atzmai. I was Mechayiv to watch him. So we distinguish. Sometimes Adam HaMaseh is Chayiv because of the Maisa Hezek, and sometimes that's if Hiziku. And sometimes, whatever that means, according to the Rav means b'kavana, according to the Ravidim Shaloi b'kavana, but it was a Maisa Hezek. And if it's Husku, then the Mechayiv is the Pshia B'Shmiras Atzmai. And if the Nizik is Shaloi B'Shus, or the Mazik is B'Shus, then it's not Mechayiv to be Meshamer. So that's the Gemara, that's how we pass on like that Gemara. So Tosis quotes it over here. Here they're discussing that what Amalei. So Rav Huna answers Rabbi Bar Nosson Tenisua. So the Zev Rishus Lalch, the Zev Rishus Lahalach. What do you mean? Pasha Pshat, according to the Rama, means he was mazik his wife Patash Mshamita. That was Shaloi B'Kavana. Pasha Patat is clearly Shaloi B'Kavana, and it's Bishus. So therefore, he can't say according to the Rambam that's Husku Shaloi B'Kavana. So you should be Patam. According to the Rambam, you understand. According to the Ravid, and where did he get, and where did Rav Huna get this idea from? What's going to say? He gets the idea from Ravid and Rapapa, and Daf Mem Chesam and Beis. I don't know if they knew each other. I'm not sure the history. Rav Huna is not going to prove it from Ravid and Rapapa. He's going to prove it from a Mishnah. Amalei Tenisua says, I have it in the Mishnah. What do you see? Since the mazik is there b'shus, and he's mazik shalai b'kavana, according to the Rambam, that's the pshat. Whenever you mazik the other person shalai b'kavana, and the mazik is there b'shus, the wife agreed to have tashmish with him, so you potter. So Rava says he can't be. That is not correct. Omar Rava kal v'chomer, cannot be correct, but you said it's wrong. Why? The Torah has a din of golus, and each one goes in on his own bishus. Ma yash, zel bishus, intel zel bishus, and nichnas. Each one has the right to go chop down trees in the forest. I don't have to ask bishus from the other guy. Each guy went on his own. Nonetheless, if you cause ritzicha b'shoigig, you have to run to the ori miklod. So what do you see? Nasi kimishin nichnas lushus chaverai, v'chayev yechayev golus. So over here is there by the man who is Mazikish to Vitashamaita. So Rishus Chavera Nichnas, he has to ask, he can't attack his wife. He has to ask Rishus from the wife. The din is that Yibam is kind of even Bal Korchai. So some people mistakenly think that the Yavam is allowed to rape the Yibam. That's not what it means. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be Ma'anis any woman. You're not allowed to be Ma'anis your own wife. Means if he did it, you're kind of, even Bal Korcha, even Miskana Bal Korcha of the Yovam, Bal Korcha of the Yovam, but it does mean that it's Mutter, certainly also. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Ma Yar Shazeda, it's a Kavachimer. The Torah says, even though they're both there, each one is there, Bishus by the Yar. Nonetheless, we treat it as, since it's like we had the Ran in Sanhedrin. since it's an inyan b'rad machaver, at the end of the day, the other guy's dead. So we say that I caused his death, even though I was there b'shus, even though I was shaloi b'kavana. Nonetheless, it's called a ma'aser ritzicha. I need a kapara. I have to go to Golas. Chayv Golas. So there, over here, that you have to ask b'shus from the wife. You can't be bol al ishtoi without her b'shus. There shall b'shus chaver nichnas kol shekein. That it's a ma'aser hezek. Even though I'm there b'shus, but I needed the shoes from the wife, so the kol shekein that you are chayv. You should be chayv to pay. Means you're chayv. You're not chayv boshes, that's for sure not. Are you chayv tsari poisheves? Is there an element of pshia? I don't know. Maybe the Gemara is just talking about the nezek. I don't know. I don't know. Boshes for sure you potter, yeah. So the Gemara says, so Rava makes his kol chaimer. He thinks that you are chayv. Aye, but Rav Huna brought a raif in the Mishnah. Whenever it's b'shus and the hezek was b'shoigig, that's how the Rambam holds. Whenever the hezek is b'shoigig, that's called husk. That's called husku. Huska means shalob b'kavana. And either the mazik is b'shus or the nizik is there shalob b'shus. So the no, you can't say that he's a pshia b'shmiras atzmai. So he should be potter. So he says, but doesn't it say that in the Mishnah? Say you're potter because it's shalai b'kavan. So the Gemara says wrong. Gemara says wrong. Why? The real reason why you're potter in the Mishnah, no. The reason why you're potter in the Mishnah is not because it's shalai b'kavan and the masik is there b'shus, but rather because pshia sanizik. Hasm tavai kadodi nino. That's like kol ha'mashana baruch ha'vashina by potter. That's what Tosis says here. Kol ha'mashana baruch ha'vashina by potter is because pshia sanizik. That's the Tosis for hachot. Someone pointed out that the Shita Mekubetzes has a few wrote a whole dantara. Someone wrote a whole dantara about this. That there are Rishonim who don't learn like that. But the Poshim Shat in the Gemara is like that. It says, Kol HaMashana Baruch HaBashini BaPata means whenever there's Pshias HaNizik. So then you're Pata. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Hosam Travayu Kadori Ninu, there's Pshias HaNizik, so that's what Pata's. So the Shaila is, but the Rambam said not so. The Rambam learned the Gemara Mem Chesam Beis. So Tosfos is not Tosfos learns like Rashi and the Ravid, the bottom Tosfos, that the difference between Hiziku and Husku, Amem Ches Amem Beis, the top line of Amem Ches Beis, is not Bikavana Shaloi Bikavana, has to be, that's not enough, has to be Shaloi Bikavana, and also it's Bishevi Al Tase as opposed to Kumbi Asei. So here it's Bikumbi Asei. Here it's Bikum B'yaseh, but according to the Rambam, that whatever Chaloi B'kavona, you're not chai whenever the mazik is there B'shus. So how come the Gemara why the Gemara have to come give a different reason why? Hasm Tavak Yadod Ninu, that's not true. That's not the reason. That's not the only, that's one true reason, that's one correct reason. Because Pshias HaNizik, but there's another correct reason. Whenever the mazik is there B'shus, and the hezek is shalai b'kavana, you should be potter. So why is taka mazik is ishtei b'tash m'shamita? Why is he chayiv? It's taka kasha. Why is he chayiv? Let him be potter. I don't know. Let's see. Where is it in the Rambam? Perek dalet n'chevel mazik alacha yud zayin. Just one line. Mazik zish b'tav shamita chayv ben zakeh. Period. He doesn't give any explanation. That's the question. According to what the Rambam himself wrote, that whenever it shaloi b'kavana, so the mazik is b'shus yepata, because he can't say it's b'shev b'shmiras atzmai. So why is mazik zish? Rav Huna should be right. I don't know. You have to figure out a pshat here. Because Tosis learns like Rashi and the Ravid. That's the other pshat. But the Rambam holds whenever it's shalei b'kavana, and the mazik is b'shus, he's potter. So one say the husband is b'shus here. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Hacha, what? Hasam in the Mishnah Tarabai, they have the Bala Chavis and the Bala Korah, Tarabai Kadarininu. They're both participating. They're bumping into each other. So there's an element, there's an aspect of Pshias Anizik. So Pshias Anizik, so the Masik is not Chai. Even though there was also Pshias Anmasik, but because there was an element of Pshias Anizik, say Potter. But Hacha, by the Tashma Shamita, Ihu Ka'ovid Maise, the Hiloi. The husband is doing the whole hesek. There's no element of pshias anizik. She doesn't do any maisa. We don't understand, according to the Rambam, she should still be put. So Gemara asked a funny kasha. Feg the Gemara, the he will call it maisa, period. Feg Gemara, the he lo, she's not considered doing a maisa. They're both doing the maisa tashmish together. The pasuk describes v'nichusa hanafasha sa'osos. Nikera v'amam. So you see from the pasuk, Nuchas Hanafasha Sosa, one could have interpreted anybody who's Baalashis ish is Chayv Koris, but the women are not Chayv Koris. So the Gemara obviously does not learn like that. Nuchas Hanafasha goes on the man and the woman. Goes on the man and the woman. That's what Rashi writes over here. Hanafasha b'noif and efes b'mashma. Not that it goes on all the noafim. All the men who are Mizana with Ashis ishin, they all deserve Koris. No. And the fascia sauce goes on the boil with the novellas, on the knife and the noefes. So the pasuk describes it as if the isha is actively participating in the maisa tashmish. So the Gemara says no. What it means to say is hanora trabayu islu. They both get hanora, and that's why the pasuk describes it as if she is also participating in the maisa. However, ba'ihu ma'isa hu dekabe, but only the man is the one who does the ma'isa. The woman is not doing a ma'isa. So therefore, what? So there's no pshias anizik. There's no pshias anizik. So that's why there's no p'tur. The p'tur in the Mishnah is really because of the pshias anizik. A very strange gemara. That pasuk v'nichas anafasha ha'isa tells me, let's say, a kohen is ba'al agrusha. So they get malchus. So they both get malchus. I lap shema ma'isa in loikim olav. And the woman in a ma'isa tashmish, the woman is going to be shevi al tasa. The woman is shevi al tasa. So the pasuk said, despite the fact that she's passive, she's shevi al tasa, the Torah declares it as a ma'isa. Nichus hanafasha sa'isa. In order to be chayv koris, there is no rule that a lap shema ma'isa, there's no koris. But the pasuk happens to write it by koris, that they're both considered osim. But again, to malchus, there is such a rule. But again, to Misa, there is no such rule. The fact that the both chay Misa by Yeshus and Shizinsa, that doesn't prove anything. The fact that both chay, there's no such rule by Misa that you need a lav sheyesh ba Misa. No such rule by Koris either, but by Malkus there's a rule. So the pasuk happens to be written legabi Koris, and it uses the verb osos, hanafashos osos, rachman achshav Misa. The Torah considers that a Misa, but again, to Malkus, the Isha gets Malkus. But I don't see it. The whole discussion is so strange over here. What does it help you quote the pasuk? The discussion was there pshias anizik or not? Say there's not pshias anizik. What's the difference whether she is kumvase, she's not kumvase? But there's not pshias anizik. In the Mishnah there is pshias anizik. So the whole Gemara is strange. Anyway, so Tosfos asks the kasha, but the Mishnah doesn't say pshias anizik. Mishnah says shel zevishus lach v'zevishus lach. Sounds like the Rambam's explanation that whenever it's mazik shalai b'kavana, the Rambam writes a choyv alam mazik. Both of them are the same. Mazik kochel b'shalai b'kavana is chayiv only if there's an element of pshia b'shmiradam pshia b'shmiras atzmai. But whenever it's the nizik is there shalai b'shus or the mazik is there b'shus, he's not mechayiv to be so careful. So that's why he should be put. So I don't know. I don't know how did the Rambam read the Gemara. Don't you see the Farish like Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid that Husku Zeb Zeb Turim Huska means Shalai B'Kavana plus that is Shevi Al Tasa. I don't know. Then the next Gemara we discussed a little bit already. Omer Shlokish Tei Paris B'Shus Haramachas Havutza V'Achas Ma'alechas Bata Ma'alechas B'Ri Havutza P'Tura. Why? Because Kalam Shana B'Acha B'Shina B'Potter means Pshias HaNizik. Who told the stupid behemoth to lay down in the street? And then the Gemara is going to say, there's room to dingzach with Reish Lakish. Why? So that's what we said in animal psychology. Is it really when the animal lays down in the street that it's like triggering a reflex reaction that the Malach is going to kick it? Well, the Malach is going to walk on it. So the Gemara says, there are Adam Arayim who felt, need this lachushusa lizgoya levut, it be less lachushusa. So you can't say that there's pshias hanizik that brought about, it's not a trigger reaction that's going to bring about that the Malach is going to kick the revuts. Reish Lakish holds that it is. That's called pshias hanizik. So he says, if both the Malach is berevutsa, it's ptura, because kalam mishana, so it's pshias hanizik. But if revutsa be Malach is chayevus. Sure. If the revutsa kicks the Malach, of course it's chayevus. Why not? So the Gemara says, can I prove that Reish Lakish is right? What he said, that boata revutza b'maleches is chayevis. You have to prove that it's right. That's elementary. The chiddush is the first half. If boata maleches b'revutza, that you're potter, that you got to prove, because there's room to argue and say, nehidis lachushus lizgoel advut b'leis lachushusa. But the second half of what he said, boata revutza b'maleches, well, you have to prove that. But that's the way the Gemara reads over here. They're proving the second half of Reish Lakish, which is elementary. Gemara says, Leimah Mesailu, should I say, we have support to Reish Lakish, the second in front of the Mishnah. Hoya Balakar Rishon, Balakar V'Sachron, Nish Baruchav V'Sbikor, Patur V'Mamad, Balakar Chayav. So what are you proving? V'Hocha, Dikirivutza, V'Mahaleches Domi, Uktoni Chayav. That what? Hoya Balakar Rishon, and they're walking at a certain pace. They're walking down the street, and Balachavis is Acharon, and he's walking at a pace that he shouldn't bang into the Kora. And then all of a sudden, the Balakara stands still. Amamad Balakara, and then the Balachavis keeps on walking. He didn't realize that the Balakara stopped. So the Mishnah says the Balakara is Chayev. Balakara is Chayev. Mara says, why is he chayev? That's like the revutza kicking the mahaleches. I mean, the revutza has no right to be roiv. It's there. The first guy has no right. The balakar has no right to stand there. It's amad lafush we had in the previous daf. Lamad alafam lam. He has no right to stand in the middle of the street to block all the traffic. So he's posheya. And the balachovis didn't do any pshia. He was used to this, the pace that they were walking the whole time. And he continues to walk. He didn't, no one warned him, and he didn't realize that the balakara stopped. So the Gemara compares it to the bota revutza b'mahaleches, that the revutza is chayv to pay. Sure. So it's a rai from the Mishnah to the second din of Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, "Tisber, or does that make sense? Is that mistaba what you just said? Or so you yabaya? You need a rai for the second din. You need a rai from the first din of Reish Lakish. You don't need a rai for the second din. There's no need for any support for the second din. You don't need any proof. And not only do you not need any proof, the proof that you quoted seems to contradict Reish Lakish. Lo mistai de lo misayah, lo dai, that line in the Mishnah doesn't support Reish Lakish's second din. The Mishnah seems to contradict Reish Lakish. Why? Because time at the boato, because Reish Lakish says, if boato revutza b'mahaleches, then the bala revutza is chayv to pay. What if the loy boato, just the revutza just lays there in the street, and the mahaleches walks, and it stumbled, the mahaleches stumbles, and it got injured. Pahuska memeila, potter. The bala revutza is potter from paying. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, faket, v'masnisin, the memeila, uktani chayv. The balakara was going first, and he just stood still. He has no right to stand still, like the revutza has no right to lay down in the street. And then the other one walks into him. So it says in the Mishnah, that the balakara is chayev, even though the hezek was done in a passive way. It's like a bor b'shus harabim, and Reish Lakish didn't seem to say like that. Reish Lakish only said, if bota revutza b'mahaleches, but if the revutza just lays there, and it's a bar b'shus ram, then it won't be chayv. So isn't it a, it contradicts what Rish Lakish said? Time of the bota who huskam the mele potter abhamastins in the mele ktoni chayve. Doesn't the Mishnah seem to contradict Rish Lakish that the revutza should be chayev, the bala revutza should be chayev to pay for the hezek of the mahaleches, even if it didn't bota, even if it's just a, it's a bor nimshusaram. Shouldn't it be a din bor b'shusaram? So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers the only time it's a bor b'shus harabim when a behemah is walking, so the mahalechas will see that there's a revutz over here. So the mahalechas has, it's a dumb animal, but still, why should it walk over there? It'll walk over here. It's easier to walk. So the only time it'll be a bor b'shus harabim is if it serves as a takola and a michshol for the mahalechas. It's only a michshol if it's blocking the whole highway. But if it's only at one place and the behemah has enough seichel to walk, the walking behemah should walk on the other side. So that's what the Gemara says, hocha, by Rish Lakish's case, that he says, boator revutz mamalechas, but not boator, if huske memele, the bala revutz is not chayiv, so hocha, kagon derova bechad gisa, the animal lays down on one side of the highway, it boiled is good, bila gisa. Let the animal, let the mahalechas walk on the other side. So it's not called a bor. It's not considered a bor b'shus harabim. So the bala revutza will not have to pay unless boato. But if who's given mele not? And the Mishnah that says that the bala kora is chayiv to pay, but why shouldn't the bala chavis have walked on it? Why does he keep on walking behind the bala kora and he's not paying attention? So he kept on walking even though the bala kora stopped. So the answer is, why doesn't he walk in a different side of the street? The answer is, the Paschal Ruch Kishilda, the Balakur is not holding the Kur like this, the length. He's holding it the width of the Mishusarab. So there's no other place for the Balachavis to walk. So then the Kura is like a boar. It's like a boar Mishusarab. And then when the Balachavis walks into it and the Chavis gets smashed, so the Balakur is chayv to pay midin boar. Not Medin Bar, Medin Adam, because Boris Potrankel, Medin Adam. But it's only if it blocks the whole street, then you say there's Shias Hamazik. But if it didn't block the whole street, there's only one side of the street, so then we could have expected of the Balach Chavis, he should walk on the other side. So what does the Gemara say? So we have a teretz on that. The Rash Lakish that what Tiktoni Hoya Balachobis Rishana Balakura Achron Nishbarachobis who Naga Nachamon. The Balachobis is walking first, Balakura Achron. Nishbarachobis Bikora Nishbarachobis Bikora Chayov. He walked too fast. The Mamad Balachobis Potur. Ah, why? The Hocha Dikim Haleches Vervutza Dami. That's you need a raya for the first din of Rish Lakish. Second din of Rish Lakish, you don't need a raya. The Mishnah seems to contradict it. The Gemara gave an answer, but you need a source to indicate the first din is correct. So that's the raya from the Mishnah. Baruch Malachas Berutz Adam Iktani Potter. If the Malachas kicks the Revutza, so Rish Lakish said Kol Hamashana Baruch Hamashina Ba Potter. So the Gemara said that's what the case is over here. The Balachobis stopped. And the Balakur didn't realize, and he walked into him. It was Masikim Shaloi B'Kavonim. So you see, whenever the Pshias HaNizik was a Gorim to the Hezik, so you Potter. So that's what Rish Lakish said, Ketani Potter. So then the Gemara says that it's not necessarily so. There were the Amoraim who would disagree with Rish Lakish. There's room to distinguish between the Mishnah. Gemara says maybe there's a Chiluk. Hachamalei, what does Gemara say? Masnisin the kiyurche kamazgi in the Mishnah, the balha korah is walking normally. So the balakorah was not pshe at all. The balachav is pshe sanizik. So that's why you put up. But Hachman, in the case of Rish Lakish, he can taina and he dislach mishus is goy al alavut to be dislach mishus. That the Gemara said earlier that there were Amoraim who disagreed with Rish Lakish. So the principles we know, the details in the case, that's the question. If you have a revutza with aleches, is that really considered shias anizik was gorim nehezik? Okay. And we have the problem with the Rambam. According to the Rambam, who learns that huska zeb zeb turm on daf lam ches means whenever the choybo of the mazik is shaloi b'kavone, so as long as the mazik is there b'shus or the nizik is there shaloi b'shus, then there's no, you can't say the person is pasher b'shmiras atzmai. So why did the Gemara reject, why did Rava reject what Rav Huna said? The man is mazik gishta b'tashma shamita. It's clearly shaloi b'kavone. Shaloi b'kavone, so he really should be pata. It's b'shus, he should be pata.
Isn't the Rambam right that the only time huskus pata is if it's b'shus on mazik, but if it's b'shus on nizak, then I feel the onus, he's chayv. So isn't
over here
where he's going to the b'shus
ha-nizak,
he'll be
chayv
too, because it's even
b'shus ha-nizak, whose backyard is it? Whose backyard is it?
Right.
But over here, she gave him b'shus to be.
It's still b'shus ha-nizak. Meaning the Rava thinks that's called b'shus ha-nizak.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not called b'shus ha-nizak. B'shus permission is not enough. Why not? I don't know. Okay? I guess that's the answer. The question is, why not?
Like the Quran, the Tosa says that it's Turim Hoel Chervayo Abhi Maisa. Maybe because in the other case only there's one Maisa?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I don't know what the significance of that line is. Don't know. Don't know. The Lech Mishnah has a Psastir in the Tur about this. The Tur starts off the, when he quotes the Gemara Mem Chesan Bey, so he starts off by giving the definition of the Rambam, whether it's Bekavana, Shalai Bekavana, Hizika means Bekavana, Huska means Shalai Bekavana, and then later on he quotes the Ramah, who seems to hold like Rashi and Tosfos, that Hizika and Huska is a different definition. So it could be that that's, he says it's a steer in the Tur. So it could be that this Biragro is going to help. I didn't understand what he quotes from the Ramah here, but it could be that that'll help to answer that kasha which I didn't understand. I don't know. Okay, let's see.
Eddie.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says he violated the unite as one of the stadim. So when a person is he violated the unite, but he doesn't watch out, so isn't that called the pshia?
Could be. So it could be that you would be chayiv not only in nezik, even the dalad varm also. Could be. It's a
maybe
pshia.
That's how the Rambam holds it. In this case, he's
chayiv. But it's still shalai b'kavana, no? It's still a shalai b'kavana.
But it could have easily been careful.
Could have easily been more careful. So that's like Ezekiel. Could be. I don't know. Got to figure something out. Let's see the Mishnah. Shnayim shoyim hacham shus harabim. Echad rotz v'echad mahalach hoshayim. Shneim rotzim. Ezekiel zezeh. Shneim p'turim. Either one is walking, one is running, or they're both running. Echad rotz vech mahalach, shneim rotzim, hezik zezeh shneim pturim. Why they both pturim? Because everybody's there b'shus, and it's shaloi b'kavana. Okay. Everybody's there b'shus, and it's shaloi b'kavana. So the Gemara says that Mishnah seems to not to follow the opinion of Isi ben Yehuda. The world doesn't come to an end. You can have a machlekes with Isi ben Yehuda. But the Gemara thought that what he said is very mistaber. Rabbi Yechanan says we should paskalak Isi ben Yehuda. Halachik Isi ben Yehuda. Gemara says that you have a stam Mishnah against him. Asisim like Isi ben Yehuda, Tanis ben Yehuda, Meir Rotzchai Meneshu Mishune. If one is walking, one is running, so the one who's running is doing Shaloi Bishus. One is walking is there Bishus. So even though he was Mazik Shaloi Bikavana, but since he's there shaloi b'shus and the nizik is there b'shus, so then you are chayiv. So and the Mishnah seems to say faket. So echad rotz vech mahalach, and he's mazikim. So it says that you're potter. Hi, the one is running. I have no right to run in the middle of the street. And for the Gemara, then the Gemara says a moedis ben Yehuda berish Shabbos ben Ashmashes. People have the right to run because it's late before Shabbos. Upat menei sherotz b'shus. You have the right to go. Amar Rabbi Halachi Kisi ben Yehuda. So this is a problem. So the Gemara says the Mishnah is the loy Kisi ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Yechanan thinks we should paskan like him. But doesn't this contradict what Rabbi Yechanan usually says? The Gemara says in other Masechtas, there are two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. One version of what Rabbi Yochanan said was that you always pass on halacha kestam mishnah. Another version was that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like that. We usually assume that the halacha is like kestam mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, how can it be that he says halachi kisi ben Yehuda, but you just said mastis and deloiki isi, and Rabbi Yochanan says Amar Rabbi Yochanan halachi kestam mishnah, and the mishnah, and here the mishnah is against isi ben Yehuda." And for the Gemara, maybe the mishnah only goes on Erev Shabbos that isi ben Yehuda is moida, that you're allowed to run. So therefore, echod rots ve'ech malach, they're both pishus. So since the mazik is shaloi b'kavon, and they're both pishus, and it's even husko, according to Rashi, Tosfos and Rav, it's husko over here. Each one, they happen to bump into each other. Agav, not that he punched the other guy accidentally. They bumped into each other, and they both got, one of them got injured. Mazik masnisin goes, b'erev Shabbos ben ashmashes. Just like this. No, the Gemara said, mimai. What leads you to believe the Mishnah is talking Erev Shabbos? If they're both running Pturim, Asul Amali, why do you have to add that on? If you already wrote in the Mishnah, Echad Mahalach Vechad Rots, Echad Mahalach Vechad Rots, Yepater. So if Shneim Rotsim, for sure Yepater. Hashta Echad Rots Vech Mahalach Pater, Shneim Rotsim, in boy is certainly Pater. Elohi Kama must be like this, Echad Rots, Ech Mahalach Pater, Bamedo Mamorne, and Erev Shabbos bin Ashmashas. Aval Bechol Echad Rots, Ech Mahalach. And the Mahalach is Masik is Chayv, like the Mishnah goes like Isi Ben Yehuda. Only if Shneim Rotsim Afila B'chol Pturim. If they're both running, then they're both Shalor B'shus. They're both Shalor B'shus. And it was Husku. So then it'll be Pot. So the Gemara said the Mishnah seems to go like Isi Ben Yehuda. Then the Gemara explained, why is he made the Arab Shabbos Ben Ashmashes that you let it run? Because everybody always runs the last minute to make Hachonis for Shabbos to run to Shul. Everybody's always late. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Mamar, my disi be'er Shabbos b'mashen shu potem when they shavuot b'shus. Feg my be'er Shabbos my b'shus seek. What's the b'shus?" So the answer: everybody's running to be mekabel Shabbos on time or early. So the Gemara, "Kid Rab Chanina, Rab Chanina, they used to have a practice. They would walk out of the city to the forest or to the farmland, and they would say, 'Bo benetzi likras kala malchus.' So they would greet the Shabbos like if you greet." And Adam Chashu comes to town, so you send some representatives from the town, from the village, to greet Adam Chashu. So when the Shabbos enters, so you go out of the town and you greet the Shabbos. So one version was, they said, Bobanetzi Likras Kala Malkasa. One version was, we treat Shabbos as if Shabbos were a Melech or a Malka. Kodam Rashi writes, Kodam Amakabal Pnei HaMelech. Ramilah, another version was that Rab Chanin stayed Likras Shabbos Kala. Malkus, okay. They could not bovenetze likros kala malkus, likros Shabbos kala malkus. Biyana have a mesatef v'koi. Rama boy kala boy kala. He didn't walk out. The Reb Chanina would walk out the path. Bovenetze likros kala malkus. Rashi and Chumash writes on the pasuk, Hashem isina bo bezarch miseir lama. I think Rashi is quoting Asifrei. Hashem isina bo kachosan hayotze likros hakala. Years ago, in the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, they had Erisin first and they had Nisuin. So the couple is already married. So then, when you come, half a year later, when you come to do the Nisuin, so the Chassan should go out to greet the Kala. By us, the couple is engaged, but they're not married yet. So they're, strictly speaking, they're not the Chassan and the Kala yet. So the whole meaning of walking out, the Chassan goes to greet the Kala. By us, it's not the same at all. They have no shaykhs with each other. They're not married yet. In the days of the Gemara, there was Erison. So he got the chosin goes out, likras hakala. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. He once attended a wedding years ago. And the chosin marched out from under the chuppah in order to greet the kala. He thought that they picked it up from the Catholics. By the Jews, they had it if there was Erison. But if there's no Erison, isn't it? So what's over here? That's the Shaila. What, we have Erisin with the Shabbos? Do we have Erisin? I think the Marsha talks about it. Do we have Erisin with the Shabbos that now we're going at Kachosan Ayotze Likras Akala? But God, you got to take a look at the Marsha. Yeah?
How does this answer the question that there's Rishus to run Erev Shabbos?
Yeah, I thought the Rishus is because you're running late. You don't want to be late for Shul. He's saying, no, you're running to greet the Shabbos. I thought the guy's running home to take a shower before Shabbos. Here, no, he already took a shower, he put on a shtreimel, and he's running to greet Shabbos. Erev Shabbos bein hashmashes. That means after the shkia already. Erev Shabbos bein hashmashes. And by us, the people rush to get home in order to get ready for Shabbos. Then they mosey along to shul. They come late to shul. They don't run to be mekabel Shabbos. But the Gemara says they're running is to be mekabel Shabbos early.
Do you have the whole Friday, or do you only have?
No, only I think only late in the day. Mm-hmm. Earlier, not. I don't know. Bein Hashmashes doesn't necessarily mean literally Bein Hashmashes. It means late in the day. Okay, I got to take a look in the Marsha for tomorrow. See what it says. Okay, I'll try to go back to.
Doesn't the Baal Mor seem to also say, like, Rashi and Tosfos, that according to Rav, the guy can't be mafker himself? And he has, like, such a line, like Rashi and Tosfos.
Really? You got it ready. I thought the Baal Mor said that according to Shmuel, that's a definition of Bor, Takola, Eina Helach Nazik. And according to Rav, just like it can be a Shor, so it can be an Adam also. Shmuel, Mishmachi, Pturim, on this came moment. Avalarava, my Pturim, Gufo, Heche, Mafkele, Elka, Hafele, Odom. Yeah, that's the same. But I thought he gave this pshat also, that the Hikam Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, is what's the definition of Bor? That Shmuel holds that in Halachic Hilfazak, Rabbi Yisurik, Shmuel Bedine, he says, to the Paschalak Shmuel. And the fundamental machlokes was what's in that tradition of Bor. That's not the Baal Mor, that's the Mochamas. Where did I get that? Did I read that in the Mochamas? That according to Shmuel, that's the definition of Bor Takola. So the Adam lying on the street is going to be a Bor. According to Rav, that's not necessarily the definition. Even if it's not Holach HaMasik, he can be Shor. So just like he can be a Shor, even though it's not Holach HaMasik, it can be Adam also. But it's not so much about Hafkarina lay Hafkarina.
It's maybe over here. He goes into Rav Shmuel.
Phil Chayam on this kick over.
Rashi and Tosfos also say it like that. Well, they don't give a difference between Rav and Shmuel and Maskana.
Where did I read that? I read that in the Machamas. That's a fundamental machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. What's the definition of Bor? Maybe I read it in the Machamas. Maybe is it? Then he argues about Baal Mor. According to the Baal Mor, it's only if the guy's mafke their things. Tosfos also says. But the Gemara never said he's mafker. He tainas zagogim. Why should they be mafker? They'll melt it again and they'll start all over again. That's what he tainas. Who says he was mafker? So he disagrees with that. So where did I get that from? So excited when I saw the pshat. Now I don't see it. Don't know. to look again. Gotta read it again. I don't find it. I read it again and underline it. Otherwise, I'll never find it again. Like finding a needle in a haystack. Okay.